ngicela uhambe uyofuna umsebenzi.
Uzoyithola kanjani hle lokhanini?
Yonke into, impahla, imali.
This adulting thing, hey.
Uhamba imali?
Wizi nakayithoka chele.
Awuna moto, imali. Fanele kube nemali phakathi.
Sebenza.
Yabamta nam?
Sebenza.
Welcome back to another episode of Sebenza Lives Behind the Hustle, joined by Tango. And today we're discussing something very interesting. We're talking radio today. Sihle, how are you?
I'm good, Dick. How are you, man?
I'm good. Okay, let's jump right in. I'm kind of excited with today's topic. I love music. I love anything that promotes music, especially local. But before we get into to our W1 radio, who is Sihle Ndlovu?
So it's R1W radio. Sihle Ndlovu, man, is just a normal kid from the hood, born and raised in Soweto, Orlando West to be specific. Spent most of my life there. Went to school here in town, and yeah, basically in a nutshell, that's what it is. Yeah.
And then how did this idea of let's start radio spark?
Okay, cool. So, I mean, I've always loved music. Started off as a DJ, right? So what happened was that as my music knowledge grew and started to get exposed to different types of music, I saw a gap in the market where I noticed that traditional radio wasn't playing music that we liked, you know? And by we, I mean also guys that I grew up with and people that I DJed with as well. So we had a little, like, circle or culture or whatever that we were basically part of. And everything that we liked was not being played on the radio at the time. You know, only now, like, people are, like, your Kai FMs are playing, like, you know what I mean?
What was this music that you liked that you were
at the time? At the time, it was, you know, hip-hop has always been part, I guess, for the past 20 years, has always been part of mainstream. But obviously, because hip-hop varies, there's a certain type of hip-hop that wasn't being played on radio. And once you get deeper into that type of hip-hop, you start to, you know, get exposed to people that produced it. And when you get exposed to people that produced it, you get exposed to different sounds. So your lounge, your broken beats, and, you know, jazz, you know what I'm saying? So that type of sound was neo-soul, wasn't really played on radio at the time, you know? So it was a situation of just, how about we create a platform where we play our own music, because we knew that people were hungry for this, you know? So it started off as sessions. We did sessions and we'd play the type of music that we would like ourselves. And then it grew to, I mean, I guess I had a bigger picture. I had internet at school. I had access to internet. So the reason why I think I had the
school
bigger,
being high school or varsity?
Varsity.
Where did you go?
I went to Academy of Sound Engineering. So because we had internet there, I then got exposed to radio stations in the UK that played our stuff, you know? And I was like, damn, so this is possible. So that's how it started, basically. So it started off as a podcast after the events. Then I did a podcast. And doing the podcast for some time, I then thought about just doing a whole situation, a whole station. That's how it became. That's how it came about.
That's a huge responsibility to take on. I can't imagine it was easy.
It's not. Still isn't. So, huge responsibility managing people. Huge responsibility operations-wise, making sure things happen. Huge responsibility financially. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just the whole. It's a whole thing, you know. But it's a great journey. I'm liking it, even though it's stressful at times. But I'm learning a lot. Learning a lot, yeah.
Now, one doesn't just wake up one day and go, okay, I'm going to have this radio station. I'm going to just put it together. What were some of, like, the technical pieces of putting together R1 radio?
So, because I studied sound engineering, and I really put in time researching this, so I knew what was needed. The only thing that needed to happen after that was to put together the money and put together a studio. So, I mean, looking at it and looking at where we are now, studios, facilities, and so forth, venue, and so forth. That wasn't going to happen 5 years ago when we started. So how we started was a friend of mine had a bedroom studio, and that's where we started. We recorded our podcast there. So what I did was I...
So technically, sorry to interrupt you there, but so technically R1 Radio came from a bedroom.
A bedroom. Yeah, basically. You know what I'm saying? So initially, how I started this was I identified people and people I thought would be... influencers, that's what they call them now. But at the time, I forgot the term that I used anyway. So I put those people together and I explained this idea to them of just us creating our own radio station online. All we needed at the time was a website, you know. And to create a website at the time, I spent about 10K, and 10K was money that I could get, right, after saving for a long time. So that's how it started. We recorded these podcasts at a bedroom, at my friend's living room, you know, and then we put these podcasts out. The response was amazing. People started asking and asking questions, and, you know, then the question started, where are your studios? Where can we come? Where, how can we submit music, you know? And ducking and diving around about that question led to me saying, you know what, I guess this is the universe telling us to grow. And that's how we led to actually getting space. And fortunately, we got space in Vilakazi Street, which is...
in the heart of Soweto.
Heart of Soweto, you know what I'm saying? So we kind of represent Soweto on, in that space, you know?
Now, I love the meaning behind R1 Radio.
Yeah.
First World Thinking.
Yeah.
Let's go into that. Why that name?
So initially, also it started. So I'm a huge hip hop fan. Hip hop changed my life, man. You know, when I got exposed to hip hop when I was like 12, 13, luckily I got exposed to the right hip hop. You know,
what makes the right? Before we go back into the thing, what makes the right hip hop?
You know, the reason why I put inverted commas there. You know, at the end of the day, hip-hop is expression of oneself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't then say that someone's expression of what they're feeling is wrong, you know? But because certain people expressed themselves in a certain way, which then gave the whole culture a bad name, you know what I'm saying? So that's how we kind of differentiate from, I guess, the right hip-hop and what we call bubblegum. In a nutshell, you know, I'm not trying to go, you know, we would go the whole day about the difference between underground, commercial, and so forth. But in a nutshell, that's what it was. So, I mean, I then, because I was exposed to your Public Enemies, your Run DMCs, and LL Cool J, you know, that's the type of hip-hop that I kind of was exposed to earlier on, you know. Obviously, it grew to the 90s, your Wu-Tang Clans and so forth. But the name, Radio for the First World, Public Enemy, which was Chuck D and Flavor Flav, were more your political rap, right? So they rapped about consciousness, activism, you know, the equivalent to Steve Biko, if Steve Biko were to rap, you know what I'm saying? So they had a crew or a security team that they had, you know, which was called the S1Ws, Security of the First World, you know? So, yeah, it basically came from that because their security team wasn't really to protect them physically, but they were protecting their thoughts and their ideas, because obviously when you start teaching black people about awareness, self-awareness and so forth, there are going to be challenges and so forth. So yeah, the S1Ws were protecting Public Enemies' ideas and ideologies and so forth, you know. Hence the name Radio for the First World, excuse me, which then was to protect our, because besides the music that we play, which is an alternative music, also our subject matter is more also under awareness and self knowledge of self and entrepreneurship and so forth. So also based on the same principle that would also cause some form of controversy or some form of challenges, we would protect those ideas from people, and they would have a hub or a home where that's where you go to get alternative music and such conversations.
Now, this all sounds very wonderful and glamorous and inspiring from the outside, who, or an outsider who doesn't know much about it. What does it do for the community in Soweto, though?
So besides teaching, like I said, through our content and basically, well, infotainment is, I guess, what people would call it, because we put together entertainment and just teaching, right? Physically on the ground, we do go to schools. We've got an initiative that we're going to be doing next month in October where we're going to be going to a school. At the moment, we're still in talks. It's two schools in Orlando West currently, Kloreng and Tabisa. So we still need to confirm which one we're going to go to. But we did one in December,
mm-hmm.
Otandweni Primary School, which is in Bergville in KZN. So we went there, we set up our setup, we have a similar setup, our desk and so forth, we had our team, and then we just basically spoke to kids and played soccer with them, spoke to kids, and then just speak to them about radio and the other side of radio, which is the technical side, your creating jingles, your editing, your mixing, DJing as well, presenting as well. So we just kind of exposed to them, besides what they think they know, we add just other stuff that could be value of them, and hopefully they can also follow our steps.
I imagine that's a very important thing to discuss with kids, especially when, you know, we're living in a time where the fourth industrial revolution is a big buzzword. What are some of those conversations you're getting from those kids when you're speaking to them?
So obviously with the kids, they only get to hear the music being played and then seeing the superstar out of it. So they basically think that's all it is, you know. But we, because our team is diverse, and we have graphic designers, in-house graphic designers, we have journalists who basically source stories and so forth for us, we kind of put to the table the other avenues and other career options that could be pursued in media, you know what I'm saying? So they can be graphic designers. So obviously it's based on what your strong point is at the time, or growing up. So if you like drawing, obviously you can then fall onto the graphic design type of stuff. If you like reading and writing, you can fall onto the the more journalist and researching type of stuff. If you like music, you can go on to the music compiling and DJing type of stuff, if you're more outspoken and so forth. So that's basically the angle we take, you know, basically identifying and looking at what your strong points are at the time. Maybe if, I mean, because we target primary schools really, so these are like people 12 and below. So you look at your strong point at the time and you work on that, you know.
Now, for adults 18 and above, you have the child experience, I believe.
Yes.
Where, actually, tell us more about that. What is the child experience?
So the chill out experience in its current form is the first of its kind. We've done events for the past year, two years or so as the station. But the chill out experience in its current form is the first of its kind. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to put together. So number one, we're in Vilakazi Street, right? Which is sort of like contributes a lot to the economy of Soweto. Mm. So we're trying to put to bring a different type of entrepreneurs, craft markets, so clothings and basically people that create stuff from scratch, from the top of my head, and then bring them in one space, entrepreneurs, and you can buy stuff and people can sell stuff, you know, in an environment where there's music, there's good food, and so forth. In a nutshell, that's what we're trying to do with this experience.
Now, we're living in an age where, as media people, we're always constantly criticized for there's influencers coming in, they're going to take over, they've got a new way of entertaining crowds, or they can reach audiences quicker than we can. Do you feel there's someone out there, maybe they can go, you know, pull up a podcast, I can do a hip-hop podcast real quick, and then that's the end of R1 radio? Do you ever feel that kind of competition?
You know, competition, I mean, will always be there, I think, in business. You know, I think it's healthy to have competition. I mean, for me, or for us, it's more about just making sure we put out a good product. And what makes our product strong is because, from the essence, it's us expressing how we feel at the time, you know? So or what we're going through at the time. So, I mean, if my podcast is about hip-hop, I'm going to make sure I research and I make sure I bring the dopest stuff out at the time, you know? And if I do my best in researching and just, you know, being part of the culture, then my product will reflect that. So, I mean, there's nothing that beats that, really, you know, being yourself and making sure that you put time in what you do. So competition, it's healthy, man, you know, and they can do what they do, but they won't do it like we do it, because we are doing ourselves. And the essence of being yourself is to be, I guess, an individual different, you know what I'm saying? So they can do it if there are people doing it, but we're not really worried about, ish, he's doing it better or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
And then how can people get involved in terms of just not only supporting this as a business, but also being a part of it as well?
Okay, cool. So we've got social media. So it's R1W Radio on all of our social media platforms. We've got a website, www.r1wradio.co.za. I think that's where they can basically engage and see our content, engage with however, because we've got platforms within those to engage with us directly. If you want to directly engage with me, so I am the managing director, so I manage operations basically. You can get a hold of me at sihle@r1wradio.co.za. Yeah, that's basically it. But obviously go on our platforms and then just consume our product, you know.
And then what do you think is the future of radio? I mean, we constantly hear radio's going to end, print media's ending. Do you feel that's the same thing with radio? Is it really going to end?
You know, not anytime soon, to be realistic. You know, not anytime soon. Because at the end of the day, I mean, especially here in South Africa, you know, people... So we look at how people consume radio. It's through, at the moment, it's through frequencies, right? And I mean, people get frequencies easily through cars at home, through their radios, and emakaya through radio sets, right? So the conversation comes from, the whole radio is ending, comes from the advent of online radio. So as soon as we get internet as easily and as affordable how frequencies and analog, people can access those, then we can start having that conversation. But before then, you know, I don't think it's gonna die anytime soon, man. You know, I mean, I'm also just cutting this short because it could be a long debate.
It's a topic on its own.
It's a topic on its own, yeah. But long story short, I don't think it's gonna die anytime soon. I mean, looking at developments in online and internet and so forth, you know, because obviously our medium to get our product out there is internet, and if it's difficult to get internet, then obviously it's not gonna, you know, take over. And looking at the difficulties in getting those structures up, it's not gonna be a 2-year, 5-year type of thing, you know. Maybe let's have this conversation, like, of course it's okay to have this conversation now, but let's have this conversation 5-10 years from now. This is radio's perspective. Print media, I wouldn't know, because I'm not really in it, you know. I'm sure you have your own opinions about
we're
that.
We're frightened. Too. We're very frightened. But there's this hope. You know, you see what is the consumer doing, how are they reacting to something, and then you kind of engage from that.
Yeah, I think
that's what keeps it up.
True.
No,
true.
Thank you so much, Sihle.
I'm looking forward to
the chill out experience.
Yeah, please come through. Yeah,
definitely coming through. And I hope that everyone else who's listening as well will be there as well. But no, again, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for having me.
Shots.